store in the treasure in Mark 12. And around about that 37 verse up in that last part of Mark. And they was giving in much money. But here this woman had two pennies.
And God caused her to.
Yes, Lord.
She had two pennies.
It was last.
And that's all she had.
Last.
And God said she gave much. She gave more than all y'all. Because she gave out of her abundance. What I'm trying to tell you, New Jerusalem, you got to give out of your abundance. And say, that's my pastor right there. I don't think what that's what the girl told me when she brought that letter from Dollar Son. She said, we're gonna bless our pastor because I hold a soul. Let me tell you something. I'm the one gonna be judged different from you all because God made me a pastor and I got to trust for your soul.
So it got nothing to do with no money. You can't put no money on no soul. Because when you go to the graveyard, you're gonna need all that debt. I ain't never seen no
you all behind no hurts. You ain't either.
You say they want to lie. I'm gonna give you the scripture. The scripture is 1 Timothy.
Michael Jackman, ain't doing
you can't take that stuff with you. Prince, no, you can't take Marvin Gaye. No, you can't take that.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school, 10 a.m. Sunday worship service, 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW on Zoom, 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m. Friday joy night, 7 p.m. Morning prayer, Monday through Saturday on Zoom at 9:30 a.m. Johnson Temple will be hosting our 2023 Women's Conference titled, What About Me? The dates are August 17th through the 20th of 2023. Conference highlights include informative workshops, breakout sessions, food, door prizes, photo ops, fellowship and networking, conference bags, surprises, book signings, and the wonderful opportunity to shop till you drop on Vendor Lane with our vendors. Our powerful, dynamic, and anointed guest speakers and trainers are as follows. On Thursday night, August 17th at 7 p.m., Zoom only. Minister Jennifer Isaacs, Quorum, New York. Co-pastor, Minister Kaya Pearson, Tyler, Texas. Sister Dina Cooper, RN, Leesville, Louisiana. Evangelist Lisa Thomas at McDonough, Georgia. Friday night, August 18th at 7 p.m., Co-pastor Apostle Annette Thomas, Lawton, Oklahoma. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., Missionary Angela Williams, Leesville, Louisiana. Aspiring Missionary Luella Alfred, Oberlin, Louisiana. Evangelist Julia Dudley, Savannah, Georgia. Evangelist Vonda Pipkin, Dallas, Texas. Saturday evening at 6 p.m., August 19th, Evangelist Julia Dudley, Savannah, Georgia. Sunday morning finale service will be during the Sunday morning worship service at 11:30 a.m. Aspiring Missionary Aretha Owens, Leesville, Louisiana. Missionary Susan Carey, Leesville, Louisiana. Evangelist Vonda Pipkin, Dallas, Texas. All services will be held in the sanctuary, with the exception of Thursday night's Zoom-only service. Registration fee is $20. Men are welcome, invited to attend the Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning worship service. Our Zoom contact information is as follows. The PIN is 848-422. The ID is 852-6326-1992. Dial-in number or 1-346-248-7799 or 1-312-626-6799. For more information, please refer to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Facebook page and or call area code 337-375-4076. Looking so forward to seeing you there via Zoom and at church, 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 337-239-3845. Also, free to the public. Parents, come early to sign in to receive free school supplies for your students ages 1st through the 12th grade. Students must be present at Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ. This is August the 13th at 11:30. Back to school Sunday. Free giveaways, free food, gift cards, and school supplies. The guest speaker will be Benita Bolden, Youth Department Chairlady, Historical Louisiana First Jurors. Location will be Johnson Temple, 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. For more information, call 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please give us a call at 337-239-3845. You can also visit us or follow us on Facebook. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Hallelujah.
has your mercy toward us.
From this theme, amen. God got your back.
Reach back, amen.
I better believe that.
Amen.
A few Sundays ago, I preached about being ready for battle. My point was, amen, you never know when God will call you to work in His vineyard. Amen. He wants you to be ready to go to work. Amen. You also need to know that He is not looking to you to give Him, amen, a lot of excuses.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Excuses like, I'm too young. That was Jeremiah. I can't talk. That was Moses. I'm not worthy. John the Baptist. I'm not prepared for this task. Gideon. And my family is poor. How can we save Israel from the Midianites anyway? Amen.
Yes.
God says, surely I will be with you.
Yes.
I got your back.
Yes.
Y'all gonna pray for me?
Yes.
Came also in the days of Hosiah, king of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 22nd year of Zedekiah, the son of Hosiah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem captured in the fifth month.
Bless the Lord.
The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I form you,
yes.
Amen, in your mama's belly,
oh, yes.
I knew you.
Yes.
And before you came forth out of your mama's belly,
yes.
I sanctified you.
Yes.
And I ordained thee as a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. I am a child.
Yes.
God said unto me, don't say I'm a child. Amen. What God wants us to do is grow up.
Amen.
He wants us to mature. And he wants us, amen, praise the Lord, to say yes to the Lord. That's what your pastor said to the Lord. Yes, Lord. When he told me, I'm sending you back to Leesville. And I almost cried. And I said, Lord, I ain't left nothing in Leesville. Most of my people are dead and gone. And man, and I was only making $18 a week. And I had to run the man down to get that. And I just, and after I had my pity party, the Lord said, I'm sending you back to show you what I can do. And I said, yes, Lord. That was in 1974. I've been saying yes, Lord, ever since. You better learn how to say yes, Lord. Amen. He doesn't have to explain everything to you. Amen. Just say yes, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if he tells you to do something, amen, just say yes, Lord. He, see, because you're standing there and you think you know everything. You don't know everything.
Amen. Huh?
In other words, you learn how to listen to the voice of God. He'll tell you what to do and what not to do and tell you how to do it and how to say it.
Amen.
I'm going to get a little help before it's
over. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
I'm with you, man.
Behold, I put my words in thy mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom. Amen. To go out. Amen. And to pull down.
Yeah.
And to destroy. And to throw down. Amen. To build and to plant. Word of the Lord came to me and said, amen, what do you see? I said, I see a rod of an almond tree.
Yes.
Oh, bless you.
God said, okay, that's good. Then God went back to Jeremiah the second time.
Uh-huh.
And asked him, now, what do you see, brother man?
Yeah.
Jeremiah said, I see a seed, something put, and the face thereof is facing the north. God said, out of the north, an evil spirit shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. God, amen, would bring judgment against him.
Yes.
In other words, God would punish Israel for their sins. One thing, saints, you need to know, that is, God will keep his promise.
Yes. Yes.
Can I get a witness out there?
Yes.
Amen. If God says that blessings will come down, they're coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen. If you will not turn from your sinful ways, God will punish you for your sins. God will have your back when you are obeying him.
Oh, yeah.
When you live a godly life. Amen. When you show him how much you love him.
Yes.
Amen. When you let him know you will do what he has told you to do. Amen. And not only will you do it, you're going to do it to the best of your ability.
Amen. Bless your name.
Amen. Amen. Don't be flirting with God. Amen. God tell you how to do something. Oh, I know how to do that. Huh? You better learn how to wait on the Lord. Let him show you how to do it.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Show you where to put your head. Show you. Amen. What store to go to. Show you what church you should preach in. Yes. All of those things. Amen. When you reach out amen, to the lost and let them know that God loved them also. Amen. Now there's 52 chapters in the book of Jeremiah, so y'all know I can't cover all of them.
All right. Preach
fast. You need to know that when, amen, Satan takes over, he can be very destructive.
Yeah.
Israel and Judah turned their backs on God. Of course, God punished many for their sins. Amen. Large numbers of people died.
All right.
Many women was used to moan, cry for the dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. They didn't even know who the dead folks were, but that's what they were supposed to do. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 20 and 21 state that, yet hear the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. All ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters. Amen. Wailing, and everyone her neighbor's lamentation. But death has come up into our windows, and it entered into our palaces to cut off the children, amen, from without, and the young men from the streets. Amen. I'm ready to turn the corner now.
All right.
Jeremiah, the man of God, now is being plotted against by evil men.
Amen.
Amen. His very life is at stake.
Yes.
Amen. They're going to put him in a dungeon. Amen. And he will have to walk, amen, in the muck and mire of this terrible pit.
Yes.
Amen.
My God.
The servant of God must be ready to suffer, amen, for the Lord's sake.
Yes.
You'll find that in John chapter 15, verse 18.
Yes.
If the world hates you, don't you know that they hate me first?
Oh, yeah.
That's the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 26 and 25. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, amen, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. That's Jesus speaking again.
Yes.
And you also shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. Remember when we got word that Lazarus was dead?
Yes.
Amen. I didn't go, amen, right away.
Yes.
Amen. I didn't get in a hurry because I had to prove something.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I was one day late, but I was right on time.
On time.
Amen.
Somebody better hear me.
On time.
Amen.
On time.
What you didn't know was that I had a plan for Lazarus.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I let him know I got your back.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The men plotted against him, and he said he was like a, my God, like a lamb going to the slaughter.
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
But the Lord, amen, of hosts,
yes,
that judges righteousness, that tries the sins and the heart, let me see by vengeance on them, for unto thee have I revealed my cause.
Oh, bless your name.
Jeremiah, amen, praise the Lord. Go out of prison. Get out of it. And God told him to go get a girl and put the girl around his waist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Then he told him, take the girl off.
My Lord.
And I want you to go, amen, to Euphrates.
Yeah.
And I want you to take that girl,
yeah,
and find a hole in a rock,
yeah,
and put that girl,
yeah,
in,
yeah,
that rock.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Girl, Jeremiah was obedient to God.
Yeah.
He did what God told him to do. It wasn't long, amen, when God said, Jeremiah, he said, yes, Lord. You got to learn how to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll do your will. Yes, Lord. I'll obey. Yes, Lord. I'll reach out to you. Yes, Lord. I'll tell the truth. Yes, Lord. I'll walk in your footsteps. Yes, Lord. I'll look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Yes, Lord. My soul say yes. Yes, soul say yes.
Okay.
Went back and got the girl. Yeah. The girl, amen, wasn't worth wearing. Yeah. It's all messed up. Yeah. Dirty. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. God said this is what's going to happen to Israel. Yeah. Amen. He's going to be destroyed. Yeah. Things are going to get bad. Things are going to get rough. Yeah. Hallelujah. But I want you to hang on in there, yeah, because you are my servant. Yeah. You are my mouthpiece. I want you to tell the world that things are going to get worse. Hallelujah.
My
you
God.
Know it did. You need to look to the hills from whence cometh your help and let the Lord talk to you. I know you're going through. I know you're hurting. I know your mind is funny. I know things are not where you want to be.
Thank
but
you,
don't
Jesus.
Worry about it. I got your back.
Thank you, Jesus.
I get back to the house. I get on the line. I start talking to the saints. I tell them, amen, that God is real. God is a good God. Yes, he is. God will open doors for you. God will make a way out of nowhere. God will.
God.
Deep on the other side. Talk like a foolish man.